I don't know if you think this is really weird, but when there's something on the news, or Belfast Live, or say I just hear talk about stuff that's gone down, a murder, or an attack, or a fight, I always immediately look up online the people involved. I suppose it's to see if we have any mutuals, but it's also to find out what they look like. It makes me feel more involved with it all if I can picture it. Picture them. Like, say some random guy's got stabbed in the town. You're just, oh, some random guy's got stabbed in the town. But then, if you've got five mutuals, and if you see the pics of him with his wee baby girl at the park, the little cutie giving him a kiss, you're like, oh my God, that is so, so tragic. She's going to grow up without her daddy. When I heard them talking the other week in the shop about that girl Misty and those three rich guys, to be fair, I didn't know what to think. I mean, Benny's and all that. But when I checked her out online, she was nowhere near as slutty looking as I thought she'd be. Like, nowhere fucking near. She actually looked friendly and somebody that wouldn't be a real bitch. So that made me think that there was no way she would be lying or have wanted that to happen. A while ago, there was this 17-year-old guy who was killed by the cops. They were chasing him because he was in a stolen car. I looked him up. His name was Shannon. We only had one mutual, a girl I hardly know, but he liked loads of the same films as me and the same stuff on TV. We even liked the exact same restaurant in the town. I watched all the YouTube clips he'd shared, and I could see that we had the total identical sense of humour. We could have got on brilliant if we'd known each other. In fact, I really regret that we never met. And I'm so sorry that he died. He wasn't a bad boy. We could have been good. But yeah, Misty looked friendly. Those were not good guys.
The weeping cherry is, to my mind, the most elegant tree. Its double blossoms are magnificent, the masses of deep pink flowers concealing branches which, come winter, possess a bare and spectral beauty. There is one in the neighbouring front garden. Sad to say, in that house some boys are meant to have taken advantage of a young girl, but a tree of such grace, the weeping cherry.
Frankie drives to the gym, already having done 50 lengths in the warm gloom of her own pool. Early August, but the sky is still charcoal. Frankie doesn't acknowledge the young man in reception, who quickly hides the energy drink he's just opened. When his cheery good morning goes unanswered, he sets to polishing the marble panel behind him. Mrs. Levine never usually says hello anyway. The beautiful Levine home could be described as California modern, even though the location is Lady Hill, 6 miles outside Belfast. Its clean lines and huge windows differentiate it from the other big houses, with their turrets and crow-step gables, their Scottish baronial style. 20 years ago, Neil Levine saw the plans for this place and he snapped it up. The Levine house has ample room for its own gym, but Frankie prefers to come here. Her hair is still damp when she starts her rotation of the weights machines. She chews gum as she pushes on the leg press, her knees now almost level with her cheekbones, her movements smooth and fluid, black lycra tight on firm skin. A personal trainer and his client, a man in his 70s who made his money in pharmaceuticals, silently watch Frankie as she does her pull-ups on the bar. The old man shakes his head. Wow. She moves to the free weights.
Strange work, some people might think, but I've got used to it. It's nights, it's a small room, and there are 6 monitors showing what's happening in 6 particular security locations. I'm looking for anything unusual. People, movement, activity. I can watch them all at once, and have become attuned to the small changes that might be of interest or concern. Then there's a number I have to ring. At the beginning, I used to want to see something suspicious so that would trigger some action, but now I'm more receptive to the vibe of seeing nothing. The time passes, and sometimes I'm surprised how quickly it's gone. I like the multiple monitors. At times when I'm in the flat looking at my single screen, I feel it's a bit limited.